time to take a seat and listen to an icon brought to you by the reclined form of Colin Bissett.
A ladder-back chair is a handsome thing. A wooden frame with four legs, the rear two rise up to hold a series of splats for the backrest. Its arms are often gently curved to accommodate our elbows, and the seat is usually made from woven rushes. Not a single screw or nail is used in its construction, the whole thing held together with wooden pins, the ends of which are visible on the frame. It looks best set before the cheerful flames of an inglenook fireplace, epitomising cosy domesticity. And yet, despite a tradition of ladder-back chairs going back to the 1700s in Britain, it became an unlikely symbol of cutting-edge design at the end of the 19th century, and that was thanks to architect Ernest Jimson. As a young man in the 1870s, Jimson had fallen under the spell of William Morris and his call for a return to traditional design. At the time, many feared that the mass production of everything from tableware to furniture would see the end of the age-old crafts, and losing touch with the natural rhythm of the old ways would surely symbolise a loss of humanity. Although trained as an architect, Jimson designed everything from furniture to light fittings. He aimed for simplicity and material and structural honesty. After a brief foray in retailing in London, he set up a workshop in the Cotswolds with two friends that produced designs that encapsulated the essence of his vision. The ladder-back chair became one of their star items after Jimson was taught how to make them by a local bodger called Philip Clissett. Jimson harnessed the country ways and turned them into something contemporary. It all sounds rather hipster to us today. Like his most famous building, Stonywell Cottage in Leicestershire, now a National Trust property, an almost absurdly picturesque building that looks as though it's hewn from the hillside on which it sits. Its huge stone chimney and exaggerated use of traditional techniques mark it out from other architecture of the time. Its furnishings, including ladder-back chairs, complete the vision. The chairs highlight the grain of the wood, usually ash, but sometimes elm or oak, while little touches, such as the small nipples atop the seat back uprights, give an added elegance. Their high backs were less stylized than the tall, thin chairs designed by Rennie Mackintosh at the same time, but the simplicity of their construction foreshadowed the minimalist chairs explored at the Bauhaus in the 1920s, which, despite their metal frames, remained resolutely handmade, though this attribute was usually underplayed. Peripheral as Jimson's idyllic little workshop in the Cotswolds might seem, it marks a time when design caught its breath and considered its next move. After the pomp of neoclassicism and the overblown fussiness of Art Nouveau, Jimson's simplicity struck an authentic note that rings out still, where style defers to structure.